So let's say that there's a yard sign planted smack dab in the middle of your neighbor's front yard. It indicates support for one of the two major candidates for president, the one you do not support. You look right at the sign whenever you peer out a window, and it gnaws at you. You wish that you could wave a magic wand and make it mid-November. Better yet, you wish you could wave a magic wand and make the sign go away. But there's no such thing as a magic wand. And if you go about making the sign disappear through some other means, some activity that involves a 3 a.m. sprint across to the neighbor's yard and back, say, you just might find yourself in jail. That's right, jail. The law doesn't take kindly to thieves, and especially not to thieves who suppress political expression. Last weekend, my neighborhood listserv perked up with reports of political sign thievery. Several neighbors complained that they'd awakened to find their political yard signs gone. Others suggested that they'd learned from past election years' experiences and have taken their signs indoors on weekends or have planted them firmly where passersby can't get to them. Perhaps those who heist yard signs don't think of it so much as stealing as within the broad and storied American tradition of election tomfoolery, like negative campaigning, butterfly ballots, and intimidating would-be voters at the polls. But consider the Illinois theft statute. A person commits theft when he knowingly obtains or exerts unauthorized control over property of the owner. That political yard sign fits the property element, even though it's metal and plastic and quite possibly free, and unauthorized control would be the act of yanking it from the grass or wherever it's planted. Depending upon the circumstances, the crime of vandalism might work to fit the fact pattern, too. Now, sure, it's not like the law books are packed with cases involving political sign stealing, but enough have made it all the way to appellate courts that those who are contemplating lifting a yard sign should think better of it. One case involved a candidate who took another's sign off public property and then unsuccessfully sued the police for wrongful arrest. Another involved some government workers who were allegedly told to take down an opponent's signs. And I won't dare say which signs have been taken in my neighborhood because the author of a letter to the editor was sued for defamation when she suggested that only one candidate's signs remain standing. Nonetheless, when a city in Ohio attempted to ban political signs some years back, arguing that such a ban would prevent thievery and vandalism, get this, automobiles have been driven up across sidewalks over lawns to strike down political graphics, and political graphics have been thrown through windows, the city reported. An appellate court rejected the city's reasoning. The court found that putting a halt to some criminal activity just isn't a compelling enough reason to quash political expression. So yes, political yard signs can inspire the passions of supporters and opponents alike. But when partisan foes take matters into their own hands, literally, they could be forced to settle their differences by way of the jury box instead of the ballot box. I'm Amy Guida.